Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, if you are an applicant or author, if you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Stephanie. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Stephanie, my name is Shira from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me a mutual participant, Peter Azari. We're looking to check the status of the case. So far, they've completed the initial assessment and submitted a doctor's form. They're waiting on Erie on Aging to reach out to them. We just want to know if there's any information you could provide for us as to where that was holding, because it's been a while.
Okay, no problem. I can check into this for you. Do you mind providing the spelling of your name?
It's S-H-I-R-A. Last name is Dell, D-E-L-L.
Thank you for that. Right, and you stated that the applicant, Peter, is on the line now?
Correct.
Thank you. Peter, will you provide the spelling of your last name?
I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y.
Thank you for that. Right, I'll need to obtain some more personal information for you. Please note, we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Peter, will you please confirm your date of birth?
12/13/92.
Thank you. Right, and will you also confirm your home address?
821 6th Street.
Thank you. What is the city and zip code?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17603.
Thank you. I am going to verify this information in the shared system as well. May I place you on a brief hold while I do? Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Thank you. May I place you on a brief hold while I verify your other information or your
okay.
information in the other system?
Of course.
Thank you. Just a moment. Thank you.
I don't know which one he would be most.
Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for your patience. I was able to verify the information provided. I do see that your application is still in process and being reviewed. May I ask, have you submitted any financial documents to the County Assistance Office?
I'm sorry, just before, no. Peter, just before you answer that, did he have his assessment of the area and aging?
Oh, I do apologize. You did ask about that. Let me just verify. Yes, that was completed March 6th of 2026 in our system.
And when did he have that assessment with you?
That was concluded, it's saying March 6th of 2026.
So both assessments with you and Arian Aging were on the same day?
Yes, it's not unusual. I have heard of it before. Mr. Peter, can you confirm if both appointments were in the same day? It may have been satisfied on our end on the 6th. Peter?
Yeah.
Thank you. May I ask, did you have two in-home visits on one day, or were they different days?
I can't remember.
Okay, no worries. Let me see if I can open the document here.
Hello. I'm trying to get to the LGH Suburban Survivor.
Okay, I'm unable to open the document, but the information is showing as March 6th that we received it.
Okay. And what other paperwork, financial paperwork, does it need to submit? Peter, this is important for you. We're going to need to try and submit some paperwork to the county before it gets too late. So right now, taking it down, okay?
I'm going to check to see if the letter has been sent just yet.
I'm sorry. Say again.
We're going to need to submit financial paperwork to the county now, Peter. So let's listen to what this kind lady has to say about that and see if we can get it down, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I am searching right now to see if anything was recently sent to the county assistance office or from the county assistance office. And it doesn't look like they've sent that document just yet, but you can expect that they'll send a document requesting proof of any financial information that you have, such as any bank statements. They can request up to 5 years of bank statements. If you have pension plans or burial resources or life insurance, that information would need to be provided as well. But the letter will provide you with more details of what's needed.
Okay.
Thank you so
and
much.
You're very welcome. There will be a fax number included on the letter, but would you like our fax and email address as well to send any information? Yes.
I think we have it. I have it. I can help Peter out with that.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any other questions or requests at this time?
Nope, that would be all on my end. Is there, do you know when the time limit is to have everything in?
So not yet, because the county hasn't sent the letter just yet, but they will include that on the letter when it needs to be submitted.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to confirm the Harmony ID for this case is 117-2995. Okay. We're here to provide beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions or concerns that you have. Thank you both for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Would you like to participate in a short survey today?
Not today, but thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.